ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem. We are beginning the Perek HaYuboitkin. The Mishnah begins by discussing how Bezdin questioned the Eidim by Dine Nefashis. And the Mishnah begins, HaYuboitkin Oysan B'Sheva Chakiris. Bezdin was Boidik the Eidim with seven questions, and these questions have the Halacha of Chakiris. And the Mishnah explains the questions, Be'ezah Yishavua, Be'ezah Shana. Bezdin asked the Eidim, which Shemitah Machzor in the 50 years of Yovel did the Uvda that the Eidim are being made on, when did this Maisa take place? And which year in the Shemitah cycle did the Uvda happen? Then Bezdin asked the Eidim, Be'ezah Chodesh, which month of the year? Be'kama Bo'chodesh, which day of the month? Be'ezah Yom, which day of the week did it happen? Be'ezah Shor, which hour of the day? And Be'ezah Mokem, where did this Uvda take place? And these seven questions have the halacha of chakiris, and Bezdin asked the Eidim these seven questions. The Rishonim ask Akasha, why is it that after Bezdin asked the Eidim Bekama B'chodesh, they asked him which day of the month did the Uvda happen, still Bezdin then asked the Eidim Be'ezah Yom, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? L'chayre, once Bezdin knows Bekama B'chodesh, and Bezdin knows which month, and they know which year it is, Bezdin themselves could make the calculation and figure out which day of the week did Tesvav year of that year fall out on. Why is it that Bezdin then has to ask the Eidim Be'ezah Yom, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Rashi in Devi Amascho Be'ezah Yom is Mefarish, he's answering this question, and Rashi explains, Afal pi she'omru bekach vekach b'chodesh, even though the Eidim already said which day of the month the Uvda happened, Afal pi ken shoylin lohem be'ezah yom b'shabbos. Still, Bezdin goes and asks them which day of the week did the Uvda happen. And Zogt Rashi, because the reason for these seven chakiris is in order to make the Eidus Eidus Shatayachol la'azimah, in order to make it that if there are other Eidim that know that these Eidim that are made weren't in the place that they are claiming to have been at the time that they're saying that they were there to be made, but Imanu Ayisim B'makom Pliny, they know that these Eidim were with them somewhere else at that time. So that is the tachlis of these seven chakiris, to find out exactly what time they're being made, that if anybody knows that these Eidim weren't there at that time, they can come be made Imanu Ayisim B'makom Pliny. So Rashi, being that the tachlis of the seven chakiris is in order to make an Eidish at the Yochel la'azimah, Memela, not only we ask them Bekama B'chodesh, but we also ask them Be'ezah Yom. Hagam Bezdin themselves could figure out which day of the week the Uvda took place. Once they know Bekama B'chodesh and Be'ezah Shana, they could figure out when Tesvav Ir of that year fell out on. Afiloachi Bezdin asks them Be'ezah Yom, what day of the week did the Uvda happen? And that is in order to remind the Eidim who could be mazin them, if there are Eidim that know that Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny, if they could be mazin these Eidim, and they know that these Eidim weren't there at the time that the Eidim claimed to have been there. So we want to remind them that these Eidim were really with them at that time. And not every person keeps in mind Bekama B'chodesh. If you tell somebody there's an Eidus of Tesvav Ir, it's not always Eila Al Daitai that really the people be made were with him at that time. Therefore Bezdin asks also Be'ezah Yom B'Shabbos, they also ask which day of the week it was. People always remember what day of the week it was, and if the Eidim say that on Tuesday they're being made, that Reuven killed Shimon, other Eidim will hear that they're being made, that on Tuesday they saw Reuven kill Shimon, and they'll say, no, you weren't there at that time, Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny. But according to Rashi, the tachlis of the question of Be'ezah Yom is not really to make it an Eidus Shi'atayachol la'azimah. Be'ezah Yom, Bezdin themselves could figure out which day of the week it was. The reason why Bezdin asks Be'ezah Yom is in order to remind Eidim who could come be mazim these Eidim, and make them into Eidim Zayim, and they should be reminded that it was really Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny, these Eidim were really with you at the time that they're claiming to have seen the Uvda. Rabbeinu Yonah asks on Rashi, the Mishnah explains further, Ma Bein Chakiris Lebedikis, what is special, what is the chilik between these seven questions that are called Chakiris and other questions that Bezdin asks the Eidim? What's the chilik between the Chakiris and the Bedikis? And the Mishnah explains, Chakiris Echod Eimer in Yedei Eidusim B'Teila. By the seven questions of the Chakiris, if one of the Eidim says Eini Eidea, he doesn't know which day of the month it was, or he doesn't know which year he's being made on, then Eidusim B'Teila. Masheka, when it comes to the Bedikis, Echad Oimer Eini Eidea, then Eidusim is still Kayim. It's only if the Machishin says Eidusim is B'Teila, but if one of them says Eini Eidea on one of the Bedikis, the Eidus is still Kayim. Fekta Bein Yoyna on Rashi, according to Rashi, Be'ezah Yom is not really one of the Chakiris. Be'ezah Yom is only to remind those who could be mazin the Eidim to come be made that Imanu Yisam B'makom Pliny. But really, Bezdin themselves can figure out which day of the week the Uvda happened, being that they know already Be'ezah Yom B'chodesh, and they know which month, and they know which year already. Sofek Tabeni Einan Rashi Im Kain if the eight says Ein Yedeh which day of the week it is. He knows it was Tes Vav Ir of this year, but he doesn't know which day of the week he's Ein Yedeh which day of the week that day was. He forgot already. Sofek Tabeni Einan according to Rashi the Eidus should still be Kayim, being that Bezin themselves could figure out which day of the week it was. The Eidus should still be Kayim. And the Ran is Mefarish that Ein Hachanami according to Rashi this that the Mishnah tells us by Chakiris of Echad Eimer Ein Yedeh Eidusim Betayla. It's dafka by the other six questions. Mashenka by the seventh question, by this question of Be'eza Yoim, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Einachanami, if Omar Echad min Eidim Ein Yedea, Eidusin is still Kayim. Being that the tachlis of this question is not to make it Eidish at the Yochel Azimo, but the tachlis of this question is in order to remind the Eidim who could be Mazim, these Eidim who are Meyed, that they should be reminded, Imanu Yisam ben Malkam Plenium can be Meyed, their Eidis. Therefore, on this question, if it's Omar Echad min Ein Yedea, Eidusin is still Kayim. Rabbi Yehuda himself, and this teretz is also found in the Mashal, answered this question: why is it that Bezdin asks Be'ezer Yoim? If Bezdin already asked Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Be'kama B'Chodesh, Bezdin themselves can figure out Be'ezer Yoim. So why does Bezdin ask which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Zokta Rabbi Yehuda in the Mashal, the Mishnah tells us later: if Mitoicha B'Achakiris Omer Echad Mishnayim B'Chodesh, one of the Eidim said that it took place on Beis B'Chodesh. And the second eid said that the uvda took place b'shloisha b'chodesh. Zok the Mishnah eidusan is kayem, as still the eidus is kayem. Hagam that one is being made b'shnayim b'chodesh and one is being made b'shloisha b'chodesh, still the eidus is kayem, but we don't consider it a hachosha in the eidus. And the Mishnah explains the reason, sheze yedea b'iburi shal chodesh v'ze eine yedea b'iburi shal chodesh. We assume that one of the eidim knew iburi shal chodesh whether or not Bezdin was ma'aber the chodesh, and the second eid didn't know whether or not Bezdin was ma'aber the chodesh. And therefore, even though one said it was b'sheni l'chodesh and one says it was b'shlishi b'chodesh, we assume they're being made on the same uvda, and eidusin is still kayim. We don't say this is a achosha and eidus, and eidusin is b'teila. Dr. Mashal, we see from this that an eid can make a mistake of up to one day, being that he could be teiler in this, that he's eini yedea b'iburi shal chodesh. So therefore, any time one is made b'kama b'chodesh and b'ezer chodesh and b'ezer shana, it's still an eidus yata yachol la'azimo. If two Eidim would come say on these Eidim, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, on this day of the Chodesh that you're being made, that you saw Reuven kill Shimon, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, the Eidim themselves can say that their Eidus is still true and they are not Eidim Zayman. This that they said, this day of the month they saw Reuven kill Shimon, and on that same day the other Eidim are saying, Imanu Yisam b'makom Pliny, they made a mistake, b'iburi shal Chodesh. They made a mistake in whether or not Bezdin was Ma'aber the Chodesh, and therefore they were off a day. And when they said Bekama B'Chodesh, they made a mistake of up to a day. Memela, when they said the Eidus that Reuven killed Shimon, it was really a day earlier because Bezdin was Ma'aber the Chodesh, and therefore when the Eidim Zaymin come and say, Imana Yisam B'Makam Pliny, it would not turn these Eidim into Eidim Zaymin. Memela would still be Eidus Shiata Yachal La'azimo. Therefore Bezdin has to ask Be'ezer Yoim which day of the week it was. And once Bezdin knows Be'ezer Yoim, which day of the week it was, that people don't make a mistake of Be'ezer Yoim, now it's Eidish at Yochel Azimo. If Eidim come and say, at this time that you're being made, Imanu Yisam B'Makom Pliny, they would be Eidim Zaymin, so now it's a kosher Eidis, and it's Eidish at Yochel Azimo. The Mashal is Chilik on the Mashal. And the Mashal explains, this that the Mashal says that Eidim could say, when they said Be'kama B'Chodesh, they really made a mistake, and they were Tov B'Iburi Shal Chodesh, and therefore they're not Eidim Zaymin. Dr. Mashal, they could only say they were taught b'iburi shal chodesh if one eid comes and says b'shnayim b'chodesh and one eid comes and says b'shlishi b'chodesh. If the two eidim are being machish themselves on one day, one says b'shnayim and one says b'shlishi, and in everything else their eidim is their eidus is not machish each other. Their two eidus induchtim with each other. In such a case, we will say that mistama he was taught b'iburi shal chodesh and the eidus is kayim. But if two Eidim both say the same day, they can't say that they were both Tav b'iburi shal chodesh, and therefore the Eidim should be Kayim, and they shouldn't become Eidim Zaymin. So Dr. Mashal, the entire halacha of being Taylor that the Eidim were Tav b'iburi shal chodesh is only when two Eidim are being machish each other, then we are Taylor that one of them was taught in iburi shal chodesh. So Dr. Mashal, we can't say like the Mashal that the reason why Bezdin asks b'ezer yom b'shabbos, they want to know which day of the week is in order to make it Eidish at Yachal Azimah. Because I feel if they would say Bekama B'Chodesh, also the Eidim can't be Taylor that they were taught B'Iburi Shal Chodesh, and it's already a Eidish Shata Yachal La'azima. Taisis in Sochem and Daf Yud Beis also asks this question. Taisis asks it a little bit differently than the other Rishonim. In fact, Taisis, why is it that Bezdin has to ask B'Ezer Yom B'Shabbos, which day of the week did the Uvda happen? Once Bezdin already asked them Bekama Bechodesh, and the Edom told them which day of the month it was, even if the Edom will now say a different day of the week, it's Kivan Cheger Tshuva in a Chayzer Magid. They can't be Chayzer from the original Edus, even if they say now a different day, that's not the day that would fall out on the day of the Chodesh that they said. So what's the tachlis of asking them? They can't be chayzer from the first edus. And Tosis gives two terutzim. Tosis in his first teretz answers that we learn out from Sukkim that edim can't be machish themselves b'teicha chakiris. So being that we darshan from Sukkim that edim can't be machish themselves b'teicha chakiris, we ask them b'eize yoim to ask them which day of the week it is. If they're going to say a different day than the day that they said b'kama b'chodesh, if they said tesvav ir, and Tesvav Iyar falls out on a Tuesday, and when we asked them Be'ezi Yayim B'Shabbos, they said it was on a Thursday. Im Kein, they are being machish themselves in the Chakiris, and if Edom are machish themselves in the Chakiris, they do sin as Betela. So therefore, Bezdin asked them Be'ezi Yayim B'Shabbos to see if they'll be machish themselves in the Chakiris, in which in such a case the Edus would be bottled because of the Achosha B'Seicha Chakiris. And Tosis gives a second teretz that there's an Afkamina, and this that we asked them Be'ezi Yayim B'Shabbos. Tosis brings our Mishnah that the Mishnah tells us if one eight said b'sheni b'chodesh and one eight said b'shlishi b'chodesh, we say Yedusin is still kayim, and we are teila that the Edom made a mistake b'iburish al chodesh. So Tosis, this that we are teila the toss that the Edom made a mistake in iburish al chodesh is dafk if both Edom said the same day of the week. If they both said that the uvda happened on a Wednesday, and only one of them said it was b'sheni b'chodesh and one said it was b'shlishi b'chodesh, and B'Sheni B'Chodesh fell out on a Tuesday, and B'Shlishi B'Chodesh fell out on a Wednesday. So we assume that both Edom are talking about the same Uvdo that happened on Wednesday, and the Eid that said B'Sheni B'Chodesh was Tor B'Iburish Al Chodesh. But it's Dafka because both of them agreed B'Eza Yoim. So Memele Zog Tosfos that the Eid, the Bezdin has to ask the Edom B'Eza Yoim. Therefore, even if they are Machish themselves on Makama B'Chodesh, we could be Toyla B'Iburish Al Chodesh that there was a mistake being made. But it's only because we asked them Be'eza Yoim and both of them said the same day that we can now be Taila in a toss. And Mechayu, we see two Chidushim from this Taisvis. First, we see from the second Teretz of Taisvis, like the Masha, that we are not always Taila, that the Eidim made a mistake, they were Ta Be'iburish Shal Chodesh. Taisvis is telling us we're only Taila in a toss, Dafka in a Tzir, that both Eidim said the same day of the week and they are Machish themselves on which day of the month, then we could be Taila in a toss. A second chiddush we see from Tosfos, there's a machlikus in the Achreinim. Could the Edom be chayzer me'edusan during the zman of the chakiris? If the Edom said a edus, and now Bezdin is questioning them, they're asking them the seven chakiris, and in the middle of the seven chakiris, the Edom wish to be chayzer from the edus. Do we say it's already chal the edus and kivan cheheget shuva in a chayzer magid, or do we say kozman that it's still going on the chakiris, the Edom could be chayzer from the edus? This man, Simon Chavtes, holds the Edom could always be chayzer from the Edus until the Chakiris are over. It's not Nigma the Edus. And we don't say the klal of Kivan Chigit Shuvah in a chayzer Magid until after the Sheva Chakiris are Nigmar. Up until that point, the Edom could be chayzer from the Edus. And the Tumim is chaylik on this ma. The Tumim holds that once the Edom say their Edus, they can't be chayzer from the Edus. We say the halacha of Kivan Chigit Shuvah in a chayzer Magid. And the Nesivis in Simon Chavtes, Sif Katan Aleph, speaks out that Tosfos in his kasha is mevuah like the Tumim. Tosfos asked, why do we ask them be'ezer yoim? Once we already asked them be'kama b'chodesh, l'chayru they can't be chayzer, kivin che'eged shuvah in a chayzer magit. It's mevuah from Tosfos that Tosfos held afilu b'seicha chakiris before Bezdin is finished questioning the Edom, afilu achi, the Edom can't be chayzer from the Edus, and we say kivin che'eged shuvah in a chayzer magit. But Dr. Nesivis, Kenira, Tosfos was chayzer from this in his teretz. Tosfos in his first teretz answered that it's the Ridashi from Sukkim that Edom cannot be machish themselves b'seicha chakiris, and therefore Bezdin asked be'eze yoim b'shabbos, if the Edom are going to be machish themselves b'seicha chakiris, then the halacha would be edusan b'teila. Zok the Nesivis kal v'chomer advarim, if the Edom said be'eze yoim b'shabbos, they said a different day from this that they said be'kama b'chodesh, we say being that they are machish themselves b'seicha chakiris, they do some b'teila. Kal v'chaim, if the Edom are entirely chayzer from the Edus, that we are going to say that we're not going to say kivan cheger tshuva in a chayzer magid, but the Edom have a koyach to be chayzer from the Edus. The Mele zok the Nesivis, it's mistavet, Tosfos holds like the Sma, not like the Tumim, that the maskana Tosfos is masik, that until Bezdin finishes being chayker the Edom, until they are finished the Sheva Chakiris, the Edom could be chayzer from the Edus, and we don't say the halacha of kivan cheger tshuva in a chayzer magid. Hakoponim, we said over the kasha of the Rishonim, why is it that Bezdin asks the Eidim be'ez ayom? If Bezdin already asked them be'kama b'chodesh, which day of the month it was, Bezdin can figure out which day of the week that day of the month fell out on. And we said over Rashi is mefarish, being that the tachlis of the chakiris is to make it a eidish at the yochel la'azima, and the Eidim who have the achilis to be mazim, these Eidim might not know which day of the month that it was imon or yisim b'makom pliny. They only know the day of the week that's something that people are more mason alibam. So therefore, Bezdin asks the Eidim be'ez ayom b'Shabbos to remind these Eidim that they can be mazim these Eidim, and therefore it'll be more of an eidish at the yochel la'azima. Rabbeinu Yonah asked on Rashi. The Mishnah tells us later the chiluk between chakiris and bedikis is by chakiris if amar echad me'am ein yedei edusim b'teila. In fact, the Ben Yaina, on the reason why edusim is b'teila, the Gemara explains, is because it's an edus yata yochel azima, it cannot come to the azama, being that the edim didn't tell us what time was the uvda that to be made on happened. In fact, the Ben Yaina, that's when it comes to the question of be'ez yoyim, according to Rashi, even if they say ein yedei, they don't know which day of the week it fell out on. Afilu achlis neidish at the yochel azima, being that the Eidim already told us pekama b'chodesh. So in Cain, why is the halacha omar echem em ein yedei? If he doesn't know which day of the week it happened, edusin is b'teila. And we said over that the Ran holds according to Rashi ein achanami, this that the Mishnah tells us by chakiris omar echem em ein yedei edusin b'teila is dafka on the other six questions. On the question of be'ez yoyim, we don't say the halacha omar echem em ein yedei edusin b'teila, being that even without knowing be'ez yoyim, it's already an edus at the yochel la'azima, because they already said be'kama b'chodesh. Therefore, if they say that they don't know which day of the week it fell out on, we will not say the halacha of amar echad me'main yedei edusim b'teila. We said over a second teretz, Rabbi Yonah and the Mashal answer, the reason why we ask be'ez yoyim is because mitzad this that the edim were made be'kama b'chodesh, it's still an edus she'i at the yochel la'azima. If the Edom would come and say, Imanu Yisim b'makom pliny, they'll try to make these Edom into Edom Zayimim. The Edom, the first Edom that came to be made, that Reuven killed Shimon, will say that they were Tobi Buri Shal Chodesh. The Mishnah tells us later, if one Eid says B'sheni b'chodesh, and one Eid says B'shlishi b'chodesh, we don't say it's a Achosh, Edusin is Kayemes, and we assume that they were Tobi Buri Shal Chodesh. Zokta Mashal and Abeinu Yonah, if the Edom Zayimim, the Edom will come and say that these are Edom Zayimim, Imanu Yisim b'makom pliny. The Edom will tell that they were taught, they made a mistake in Ibuei Shal Chodesh, and they will say that therefore this that you tell us on the day that we're being made, Imanu Yisim b'makom pliny, was a mistake, and really this that Reuven killed Shimon was really a day earlier. When Melo, they have to ask them also, Be'ez Yayim b'Shabbos, now it'll become an Edus Shata Yachal La'azima. And we said over the Mashal, is Chiluk on the Mashal, and the Mashal says this that we are told that the Edom made a mistake, is Dafka, if we have two Edom that are being machish each other, and one says B'Sheni b'Chodesh, one says B'Shlishi b'Chodesh, we're told in a toss. But if two Edom said the same day, they can't say that both of them made a mistake and they were both taught b'ibur shal chodesh. We then said over Taisis and Psachim and Daf Yud Beis also asks this question. He asks, once we know already b'kama b'chodesh, why do we ask b'ez yoyim? Anyways, the Edom can't even be chayzer. Kiven shehigit b'kama b'chodesh, shuvin yochol lachzer ulahagit, they can't say a different day when they come to say which day of the week. And Taisis gives two terutzim. Taisus in his first teretz answered that if Edom are machish themselves in the chakiris, edusin is b'teila, so we ask them be'ez yoyim to see if they'll be machish themselves in the chakiris. And Taisus in the second teretz answers that we could only be teila and tos of ibuei shal chodesh b'makim that both Edom said the same day of the week. So the reason why we ask them be'ez yoyim b'Shabbos is in case the Edom are machish themselves on be'ez yoyim b'chodesh and the kama b'chodesh, Edom made a mistake when they said be'ez yoyim b'Shabbos and they both got that right. Now we'll be toiler the toss of be'ez yoyim b'chodesh in this that they were taught be'ibur shal chodesh, and now we can be toiler in the toss. And we said over two chidushim that are yotzal lana from the divrei ha'Tosfos. First of all, we see from Tosfos second teretz like the Mashal that we're not always toiler in the toss. The Edom cannot always claim that they were taught in ibur shal chodesh. And the second chidush, there's a machlekes the sma and the tumim whether or not Edom could be chayzer from the edus before the gemara chakiris. The shita says sma is that we don't say kiven cheged shuvah in a chayzer umagid until after the gemara chakiris. And the tumim is chaylik that miyad that the Edom said the edus, we say the halacha of kiven cheged shuvah in a chayzer umagid. And Taisus in his kashya is mavur like the tumim. Taisus mavur that afilu in the middle of the chakiris the Edom can't be chayzer from the edus. But the nesivus explains Taisus in his first teretz kaneir was chayzer from his kasha. And Taisus in his first teretz says, if the Edom are machish themselves b'seicha chakiris, edusin is b'teila. Zok the Nesivus, if they machish themselves b'seicha chakiris, edusin b'teila, koshken, they could be chayzer from the edus, and therefore Taisus is mashman like this ma, that kozman, it's not nigma, the chakiris, the Edom could still be chayzer from the edus, and we don't say the halacha of kivin jigit shuvayna chayzer umagit. The Mishnah continues to explain other questions that Beis Din asks the Edim who are coming to be made on Dinei Nefoshes, aside for the Shevach Akiris that we mentioned earlier. And the Mishnah brings, Ma'akiyah Ma'ateh Moisei, are you Makir, the person who got killed? Do you know if he's a Yid or a Goy? His Sveisim, by will you Masver the Hayrik? And by an Eved Avodah Zorah, the Beis Din asked the Edim, Esmi Ovad, which Avodah Zorah did he serve? Ubameh Ovad, how did he serve it? Zok the Mishnah, Kol Amarbe Bebedikis HaRezeh Meshubach. The more questions of Bedikis that Beis Din asks the Edim is HaRezeh Meshubach. Rashi in Divya Maschem Ma'akiyam Atem Oysa is Mefarish that these questions are Einam in HaChakiris, they're not from the Shevach HaChakiris Shal HaZomah. Elo K'moish Kol Shar Bedikis, they are Bechlal, the Shar Bedikis that Beis Din asks the Edim. And Zok Rashi, we know the Tachlis of the Shevach HaChakiris is to make it an Edish HaTayochel LaZimah, to allow other Edim to be Mazim this Edim, and now their Edis is an Edish HaTayochel LaZimah. So, Rashi, the tachlis of the bedikis is eneela lahachis shemel lo yomu kedivei chaveri. Men, when the two edim are made and they're answering the questions, maybe these two stories won't be compatible. The two edison won't be compatible, and they'll be machish each other. And with this, we'll be able to catch edim shkarim. And that's the tachlis of the bedikis. We ask them questions to see if the two edim are going to say the same story, or they're going to be machish themselves b'seicha bedikis. And this is a way to catch edim shkarim. On this, the Rashi says that these questions that the Mishnah tells us of Makiyam Ate Moisei and his face and by Eved Avoy Dezores, Mi Ovad Ubame Ovad, is Eina Mena Chakiris, it's only Mena Badikis. It's Mashmah from Rashi that if the Edim say on any of these questions, Eini Yaideya, Edusan is still Kayim. We mentioned earlier, the Mishnah tells us later, Ma Bena Chakiris La Badikis, and the Mishnah says when it comes to Chakiris, Amar Echad Meam Eini Yaideya, Edusan Betayla. Mashenki, when it comes to the Bedikis, if it's Amar Echad Behem Eini Yedeya, then the Edusin is still Kayim. And Rashi is telling us that all these questions we mentioned of Makiyam Atem Oisai, His Sveisim Boy, Esmi Ovad, Ubame Ovad, these are all Mina Bedikis and not Mina Chakiris. It's Mevuah from Rashi that if one of the Edim say on any of these questions Eini Yedeya, we still say Edusin Kayim and we don't say the Halacha of Edusin Betayla. There are three other shittas in the Rishonim. What is the halacha of these questions of Makiyam Ate Moisei, His Sveisim Boy, Esmi Avad, Ubame Avad? Questions that are negeah, the Gufei Shaledis. These are not side questions of details of the story, but it's questions about the Gufei Shaledis, if he killed the Yid, and Makiyam Ate Moisei, His Sveisim Boy, whether or not the Edim gave him Asrael. The Ran brings Mishem the Baal Amor that these questions of Makiyam Ate Moisei and His Sveisim Boy, whether or not Edim gave Asra, are not Menabedikis, only they are Bechal HaChakiris. Zok the Baal Amor, these questions are Bechal HaChakiris, and have the Halacha, if the Edim say on these questions, Eini Yedeya, we will say the Halacha of Edusan B'Teilo. The Ran brings, Rabbeinu David is Matmi on the Baal Amor. How can the Baal Amor say that these questions are Bechal HaChakiris and not Bechal HaBedikis? The Mishnah tells us that Beis Din asks them Sheva HaChakiris. According to the Baal Amor, there are more than Sheva HaChakiris. And the Ran answers that we have to answer for the sheet of the Baal Amor, this that the Mishnah tells us Sheva HaChakiris is a sides for Gufon Shaledis. Aside for the Etzem Edis itself, the thing themselves that the Edim are being made on, there are seven other questions that are called HaChakiris that Beis Din asks the Edim. But Avada, the Gufon Shaledis, the story itself of whether or not Reuven killed a Yid or a Goy, Makiyam Ate Moisei, are you Makir the Horig if he's a Yid or a Goy, and whether or not the Edim gave him Asro, that's the Gufon Shaledis, that's Avada Bechal the Chakiris, and if the Edim say Eini Yedea, the Halacha would be Edusan B'Teilo. Rabbeinu David is Chelek on the Baal Amor, and Rabbeinu David explains that this that the Mishnah tells us, Ma Bein HaChakiris LeBedikis, there are really two Chilukim, two Nafkaminis between a Chakira and a Bedika. First, we have the nafkamina of the Mishnah of Amar Echad Meam Eini Yedei Edusan B'Teilo. When it comes to the Sheva HaChakiris, if one of the Edim say on any of these questions Eini Yedei, the Halacha is Edusan B'Teilo. Zok Rabbeinu David is a second nafkamina. When it comes to the Sheva HaChakiris, Beis Din has to ask these questions. And Kol Zman Beis Din doesn't ask these questions, the Edis isn't a good Edis yet. If Beis Din doesn't ask one of the Bedikas, the Edis is still a good Edis. Kol Amarbe in the Bedikis and Arezeh Meshubach, but it's not Me'akev the Edis. Mashenki, when it comes to the Sheva HaChakiris, if Beis Din doesn't ask one of the questions, the Edis is not a good Edis. Zok Rabbeinu David, this that the Mishnah tells us that Sheva HaChakiris is to have both of these halachas, that Beis Din has to ask the question, and if an Eid says on one of these questions, Eini Yedeya, then the halacha is Edusan B'Teilo. When it comes to the next questions that the Mishnah lists after the Sheva HaChakiris, Makiyam Ate Moisei, His Sveisim Boy, Bame Ovad, Esmi Ovad, When it comes to these questions, Bezdin doesn't have to ask these questions. If two Edom come to Bezdin and said, Reuven killed the Yid, Bezdin will ask the Shevach Hakiris. It's not Me'akev for Bezdin to ask Makiya Matar Moise. We assume if two Edom are coming to Bezdin and telling us that Reuven killed somebody, we could assume that they know that the Edom gave him Asra, and we could assume the Edom know that the person that was killed is a Yid. And in Kain, Bezdin doesn't really have to ask these questions. Zok Rabbeinu David, but if Bezdin asks these questions and the Eid says, Eine Yedeya, then Avada, we have the second halacha of Chakiris applies to these questions also. Amar Echad Neyam, Eine Yedeya, then the halacha would still be Eidusan B'Teila. It comes out according to Rabbeinu David, these questions on Gufan Chaledis of Malkiyam Atem Oisai, Hisreisim Boy, Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, they're in between Chakiris and Bedikis. They're similar to Bedikis in this, that if Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, being that we assume the Edom know it, that when they come to be Meyed, they know who the Harig was, and we could assume that they gave Asra, so if Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, they do send us till Kayim. But Zok Rabbeinu David, it's similar to Chakiris in the regard that if the Edom say on these questions, Eini Yedea, when it comes to the Gufi Shal Edis, the Halacha will be Edusan B'Teila. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Edis Halacha Dalit Paskins Mechlala Chakiris Yesa La Sheva Shavois. On top of the Sheva Chakiris that are the same in all cases, there are other Chakiris that are also Nichol in the Halacha of Chakiris that am Amar Echad Nehem Eini Yedea Edusan B'Teila. And the Rambam explains the other Chakiris, if they were made a love that it was Avad Avodah Zarah, Shoylin Lahen, Esmi Avad, Ube'ez Avodah Avad. If they be made that he was Mechal Shabbos, you ask him, Eze Melacha Asa V'Heich Asa, how did he do the Melacha? If they made that he was Haragas HaNefesh, you ask him, Ba'mehargoi V'chein Kol Kayetze Bezehu Mechal HaChakiris. Anything Negea Gufan Shaledis, it's not Shove B'chol case. Every case could be different when it comes to Avodah Zarah. There are questions for an Eved Avodah Zarah. There are questions for Arigas HaNefesh. But Yesem Men HaShevech Chakiris HaShavois. Questions with Gufan Shaledis are also Mechlal HaChakiris. And the Lecha Mishnah is Mefarish that the Rambam holds. This that the Mishnah says. That Yibayit Kenoisei B'Shevech HaKiris. The Kavon of the Mishnah is. That the HaShevech HaKiris are HaShavois. But Avada, there are other questions that are also Bechal HaChakiris, questions that are Negea, the Gufa Shaledis, the Uvda itself that they're being made on, and there also the Halacha is that if it's Amar Echad Nehem Eini Yedea, Edusan is B'Teila. And the Rambam is being Meisif on the Balamar. The Balamar held that it's Dafke, Sreisa Meisai, and Makirim Atim Meisai, those are Bechal HaChakiris. But as Mi Ovad, Ubame Ovad will not be Bechal HaChakiris, the Balamor is Mechalik, the questions in the Mishnah, the Rambam holds that any questions Negea Gufan Shaledis is also Bechal HaChakiris. And the Lecha Mishnah explains that Agam the Gemara says later, this that we say by Sheva HaChakiris, Imam Echad Mehen, Eini Yedei Dusan B'Teila. The Gemara explains the reason is because it's Eidus Sheiyat Yochel Lazimo, being that we don't know when the Eidus to be made on happened. Im Kain, they cannot come to other Eidim to say, Imanu Yisam B'makam Pliny. So the mail of the Halach is that it's an Eidish Yata Yachal La'azima and Eidusan is B'Teila. So to Lecha Mishnah, when it comes to these questions, Begufan Shaledis, it does not make an Eidish Yata Yachal La'azima. So why is it that the Halach is that Omer Echad Nehem Eini Yedei Eidusan B'Teila? So to Lecha Mishnah, this that the Gemara had to explain is Dafka by the Shevach HaKiris that are not Negea the Gufan Shaledis. Over there, the Gemara has to explain why is it that if they say Eini Yedea, Edusan is B'Teila. Mashiach, when it comes to questions that are Negea, Gufan Shaledis, Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, Makir Matem, Moisei Esreisim Boy, these are questions of Negea, Gufan Shaledis. Over there, it's Poshet that if the Eid doesn't know these questions, Edusan is B'Teila, and we don't have to come on to the reason that it has to make him Eidish Yata Yachal La'azima. Uncle Panam, he said over that Shitas Rashi is any question besides for the Shavach HaKiris Abichlal Abadikis, and it's mashma that Omar Echadim Eini Yedei Edusa would be kaim afil the questions in the Mishnah of Esmi Avad, Bame Avad, Makiyam Atem Moise in Esreisim Boy. We said over the sheet of the Balamor is Mechalik, the questions of Makiyam Atem Moise in Esreisim Boy, these are questions that are mamish in the Gufan Shaledis, and over there if the Eid says Eini Yedei, it's similar to Chakiris that Omar Echadim Eini Yedei Edusa B'Teila. Mashaking the other questions of Bedikis over there if they say Eini Yedei Edusa is still kaim. We said over the sheet of Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is mechalik. Then all these questions that are negea gufan shaledis, it's in between chakiris and bedikis. It's similar to bedikis in this that if Bezdin doesn't ask these questions, we assume that the edim know when they come to be made. They know who the horig was and they were masver the horig. If Bezdin doesn't ask it, it's not me'akev the edis. But if Bezdin does ask it, then it's similar to chakiris that if it's amar in yedei edusan is b'teila. And we said over the fourth shita, the shita of the Rambam, that aside for the Shevach HaKiris, anything that Ge'a Guf and Shalidus is also Bechlal HaKiris. And the Lacha Mishnah is Masbe that Agam the Mishnah says Shevach HaKiris. That's only Shevach HaKiris that are Shoveis Bechol Maka. In every story, Bezen has to ask these seven questions. But every Uvda Bezen has to also ask the Guf and Shalidus, that's also Bechlal HaKiris. And Amar Echadim Enye Dei Dusan is Betela. And again, the reason of the Gemara that it'll become an Eidus Yato Yachal Azima is the reason why Edusan is Betela doesn't apply when it comes to the questions on Guf and Shaledis. The Gemara only has to explain on the Shevach HaKiris why is it that Edusan is Betela. When it comes to Guf and Shaledis, it's poshut that if the Eid doesn't know one of the questions bin Egeah, the Guf and Shaledis, that Edusan is Betela. The Mishnah is Mamshech, although we said when it comes to Bedikas, the Aloch is Omer Echad Mehen Eini Yedea, Edusan is still Kayim. But echod chakiris ve'echod bedikis bizman shemachishin zezeh, if the edem are machish each other in answering the questions bein the chakiris bein the bedikis, edusan is betela. The halacha is, if the edem are machish themselves in the bedikis, edusan is betela. There is a machlekes of Rishonim, what is the halacha if three edem come to bezin together, and two of the edem are kivnuas edusan bein in the chakiris bein in the bedikis, their edus is compatible. But the third aid is machish the two aidim in the bedikis. What is the halacha? Do we say the halacha of our Mishnah is mancha machishin zeze idusan betela? Tesis on the Aftes paskins, if the two aidim are saying one way and a third aid is machish the two aidim, we say in dvar shall echad b'makim shnayim, and the aidis of the shtayim is still kayim and bezin kapaskin api this aidis. The Rambam in Perek Beis Milchus aidis halacha gimel paskins, how you are aidim merubim if there are more than two aidim. And Shnayim mehen kivnu edusan b'chakiris u'bedrishis. Two of them, the edus was kivnu edusan. The edus is compatible bein in chakiris, bein in drishis. And the shlishi says ein yedeya. Then the halach is tiskayim ha'edus b'shnayim. Then we could just use the two edim v'yeharik. They can kill the one that they're being made on. But Zokter Yamam im hichish es shnayim. If the third ed was machish the first two edim, afilu b'bedikis. Even if he's machish him in the bedikis, edusan is betela. And the Rishash in Arsugya asks on the Rambam, why is the halacha that if the third aid is machish the two aidim, we say the halacha of bizmancha machishin zeh do some betela? In fact, the Rishash, the klal and shas always is, as ein dvorv shall echad b'makam shnayim, one aid can't be machish two aidim. So why is it that when it comes to the bedikis, if one aid is machish the other two aidim in the bedikis, we say do some betela? Why don't we say the klal of ein dvorv shall echad b'makam shnayim, and we should assume the two aidim are correct, and the aidim should be kayim without the third aid? Mikvege in a tshuva in Simen Peizayin is Masbid Rambam, and Mikvege explains this that we say in Dvar Shalecha B'makam Shnayim is Dafkif, the third aid is Machish the two aidim on the Etzim Uvda, what they're being made on. If they're being made that Reuven killed Shimon, and the two aidim say that Reuven killed Shimon, and the third aid is being made that Reuven did not kill Shimon, in such a case we say in Dvar Shalecha B'makam Shnayim, and we believe the two aidim over the third aid. Mikvege is Masber, that's Kolze when they're being Machish on the Gufa Uvdo. But in our case, we're on the Gufa Uvdo, all three Eidim were Mechavin, Eidusan, they're all being made that Reuven killed Shimon. Only they are Machish each other in the Bedikas in a detail, in this that Bezno is being Shoyal them on how Reuven killed Shimon, in the details of the story of how Reuven killed Shimon. It comes out that all three Eidim are being made on the Uvdo that Reuven killed Shimon. Mikvege is Masber, now they become a Kat Edim. They are all one Kat Edim becoming to be made on this Uvdu that Reuven killed Shimon. And in one Kat Edim, if one of the Edim, his Edis is bottled because the two are Machish, the third Ed, his Edis is bottled, we say the Allah of Nunsechem, Yam Korv, Apostle, the entire Edis is bottled. Being that this Ed is being made on the same Gufa Uvdu, and his Edis was bottled because he was Hukashai De Shnayim, he's considered Nunsechem, Yam Korv, Apostle, his Edis was bottled. And once his edus is bottled, the entire cat edus is bottled. If was Dr. Yamam, if the hichish zeh bebedikis, I feel if one is machish shnayim, the halach is they do some betelo. There is a second mahalach similar to Rabbi Kiva Eged. There's another mahalach in the Achenin to be masbir. Why does the Rambam say if echad is machish the shnayim bebedikis, they do some is betelo? Hagam, normally the klal is ein dvar shalacha b'makam shnayim, the nesivis and simen lamitz if cotton bays, and it's more barichus than the chedushi of shmul and soiv simen ches. The amivar that ein dvar shalechad b'makam shnayim is dafka when they're machish each other in the gufa uvda, when the two edus are coming to be soisi each other, whether or not Reuven killed Shimon. But if the three edim come together to be made that Reuven killed Shimon, and they're machish each other in the bedikas, there's a halacha in Bezdin that Bezdin has to be deirish v'chayke the edim. And the Pasuk tells us that Bezdin has to find Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar. When Bezdin is derish for Chayker, they find the Edom are Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar. Once the Edom are Mekayim, that Bezdin finds their Edis to be Emes for Nachin Adavar, Bezdin Kapaskin up either their Edis. But if three Edom come to Bezdin together and Bezdin doesn't find Aidei the Jewish Vachakiva Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar, Hagam and Kol Edis, we say in Dvar Shalecha B'makam Shnayim, when it comes to finding Emes Nachin Adavar, Bezdin did not find Besaycha Bedikis and Emes Nachin Adavar, that halacha was not Niskayim, and therefore Bezdin cannot be Makabal this Edis. The male of the Rambam Paskins, Afil of Echod's Machas Hashashnayim, there's a chesaron in the kima of Hinei Emes Nachin Adavar, and therefore we say, Edusim Betela Bezdin cannot be Makabal such an Edis. The Mishnah continues, if after Bezdin is finished being Boidik the Edim with Bedikis and Chakiris, Im Nimtzu Dirveyam Mechuvanim, if Bezdin finds the Edis of the two Edim is compatible, Bezdin is Mekabel the Edis, and Bezdin begins to dan this Dintayu of Dinin Nefashis, and Poischim Bischus, Bezdin begins with a Taina of Schus, a Taina that the Nidin is not Chayiv Misa. The Mishnah then tells us the halacha of Omer Echod Min Edim, if one of the Edim say, Yeshli Lelamidol of Schus, I have a Limit Schus on the Nidin, or one of the Talmidim who sit in front of the Dayanim said, Yeshti lalamid olav chayva. So, Bain, if the Edim wish to be melamid chus, or one of the Talmidim want a taina of chayva, that the Nidin is chayav misa, in both of these cases is meshaskin, I say, Bezdin does not listen to their taina. But if it's Omer Echad min a Talmidim, Yeshti lalamid olav chus, if one of the Talmidim wants to say a limud chus, that the Nidin is not chayav misa, then the halacha is malanaisai, we are malah this Talmud, umayshivanaisai b'neim, the mayshiv the Talmud between the Dayanim. V'loyayayvid misham kolayim kulay, im yesh mamish bedvarev, if Bezdin hears this mamish bedvarev, shamanly they listen to his tainus. And the Mishnah is mamshiv with another halacha, v'afilu hu oime yeshli lalamid al atzmi schus, even if the Nidin himself says that he has a limud schus, why he's not chayiv misa, as long as Bezdin hears that there's mamish bedvarev, Bezdin listens to his taina and allows him to be melamed on himself as chus. The Rishash in our Mishnah is medayik the chilak haloshen. When it comes to echad min atalmidim who wishes to be melamed chus, the Mishnah tells us malo noisoi umeshiva noisoi b'neiem v'lo yoyed misham kolayim kulay. Em yesh mamish bedvarev, then Bezdin listens to him. But the Mishnah tells us the halacha of malo noisoi umeshiva noisoi b'neiem. Yet when it comes to the Nidin, if the Nidin himself says that I want to be Malamed al Atzmis Chus, then the Mishnah just says, Shoymin lo yubavad sheyesh mamish bedvarv. But the Mishnah doesn't say this Lashon of Malay Nisai umeshiva Nisai b'neim. And the Mishash is medayik that it's mashma from here that if one of the Talmidim says, Yeshi Lamed al of Schus, not only does Bezdin listen to the Taina, but Bezdin allows this Talmud to be Nimna as one of the Dayanim. Instead of being 23 Dayanim, there'll be 24 Dayanim. Bezdin counts his psak along with the psak of Bezdin. He is Nimna along with the Dayanim, and he's considered a Dayan on this Din Torah. Mashenken, when it comes to the Nidin himself, even though Bezdin listens to his Taina to Melamed al Atzmeis Chos, but he can't be Nimna among the Dayanim, he can't be a Dayan on his own Din Torah, and his psak does not count as a vote in Binegeh, the psak of this Din Torah. And the emes is this halach of the Rishash, the Ran on Daf Lamed Dalet brings a machlokes harishonim. This that the Mishnah says, Malin oisei umeshiva oisei b'neim, if echad min atalmidim wish to be melamed chus, where Malin oisei umeshiva oisei b'neim, zok the Ran, some rishonim say that Malin oisei umeshiva oisei b'neim is just to say that Bezdin listens to his taina. But this Talmud doesn't become one of the Dayanim, and when Bezdin comes to come to a psak and see how many Dayanim are Mezakeh and how many Dayanim are Mechayev, they do not count this Talmidim amongst those who are giving a psak. And the Ran brings Rishayim that are Chaylik, the Rishayim that hold that if one of the Talmidim says, Yeshti Lalamed Olav Schus, and it's Yesh Mamish Bedvarv, that only Bezdin listens to his Taina and they listen to the Limud Schus, but Malinaisu Meshivanaisu B'neim means that he is Nimna amongst the Dayanim. And now he is able to paskin on this Din Torah. We look at this as if this Din Torah has one more Dayan, and his psak of schus would be a psak to, if Bezdin is looking for a rev of mezakin, it will now become a rev of mezakin. I'll be the psak of this Talmud who says Yeshi lelamed olav schus. There is a chiddush in the Rambam in Perek Yud Me'ilchus Sanhedrin Halacha Ches. The Rambam paskins the halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Echa min a Talmidim medina nefoshes. He has a limud chayva. The halacha is meshaskin oisai. If he says he has a limud chus, the halacha is shoymin loy and he's oylei imor and lesanhedrin. The Rambam is the Messiah with the halacha and our Mishnah, afilo ha-ma'anidin atzmo yeshti lelamid al atzmi schus. He wishes to be melamid chus on himself, Beis Din listens to the need in Atzma and he allows him to be melamed on himself as chuz ve'oyle leminyin. Zok the Rambam, the Nidin himself is oyle leminyin. He is now one of the dayanim on this din Torah and he could paskan on himself a psak of zakai, and that would be k'ilu another dayan saying zakai. And Dr. Yamam Bushiyah Bedvorov Mamish, it's Tafkavit Yesh Mamish Bedvorov. Then we say he is Eilah Imoran and he's Eilah Leminyan. He now becomes a dying on this din Torah. The Lechemishnah is Matmion, the Rambam. How could the Rambam say that Nidin himself is Eilah Imoran and now Eilah Leminyan? A person is a Koyvates, a Latzman, a person can't be a dying on himself. The Dan is old din Torah, whether he's Zakai or Chayiv and Dinah Nefashis. And the Rishash in the Pirush on our Mishnah is Magia, the Rambam. And the Rishash is moichik the words Eile Leminyan. Zok the Rishash, it's Ef Shalomer that a person should be a dying on himself. A person cannot be a dying on his own din Torah. And therefore the Rishash is moichik the words of the Rambam Eile Leminyan. The Chazon Yecheskel in his Pirushan Tosefta in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis is Mefarish. This that the Rambam says that a person that needed himself is Eile Leminyan is not to say that he paskins on himself in the Gemara of the din Torah, that he paskins Zakai Yechayiv. Zok the Chazon Yecheskel, the Rambam is saying that the Nidin himself could be nimna amongst the Dayan that he could be ma'akev the psak of Chayva. And Zok the Chazon Yecheskel, the Moshlif, there are 11 Mechayvin and 11 Mezakin. And there's one Dayan that says, Eini Yedea. So we have 11 Mezakin and 11 Mechayvin, and the one who says, Eini Yedea doesn't count. Memeil the Allah is, we are Moisif two Dayanim. And in a case where these two Dayanim both said Chayiv, now we have 13 Mechayvin and 11 Mezakin. And the halach is that we paskin din in nefoshes. If we have a rave of two, that's enough to paskin din in nefoshes, and the nidin would be chayiv misa. So the Chazon Yecheskel, in such a tzir, where you now have 13 mechayivim and 11 mezakin, where there's a rave of two, and the nidin himself has had a limud zchus with yesh mamish bedvarv, then we say the nidin himself is eile leminyan, and he can be ma'akev the psak, that it's not enough to rave of two to say he's chayiv misa, and we would have to add another two dayanim to see whether or not the nidin should be chayiv misa. Avada, it's true the Nidin himself can't be a dying on his own din Torah, but is Eile Leminyan enough to be Ma'akev the Psak of Chayef? If there's only a rave of two, his Psak of Zakai will say that there's no rave of two, and we don't have enough of a rave to paskin a Psak of Misa, and we would have to add another two Dayanim until we have enough of a rave to paskin Zakai of Chayef. We mentioned earlier the Mishnah began with the Bedikah of the Sheva Chakiris Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, Be'kama B'chodesh, Be'ezer Yoim, Be'ezer Shah, and Be'ezer Mokum. And this is all the sheet of the Tana Kama, that these are the Sheva Chakiris that Bezin asks the Edom. The Mishnah brings that Reb Yossi is Chaylik, and Reb Yossi says there are only three Chakiris, Be'ezer Yoim, Be'ezer Shah, and Be'ezer Mokum. Which day did the Uvda take place? What hour in the day? And where did the Uvda take place? And the Gemara is Mefarish this Machlikis Reb Yossi and the Tanakam and how many Chakiris Bezin asks the Edom. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Tan Yambulam Reb Yossi Lachachomim, Ledevechem Mishabova Omar Emesh Hargoy. If one comes into Bezin and says, and he is Meyid, that yesterday Reuven killed Shimon, are you to say we still have to ask him Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'chodesh? Once we know it's Emesh Hargoy, it's obvious which Shavua, which year, and which day of the month. And the Chacham answered Reb Yossi, Amaloi Lidvorecha, Mishabov, Omer Achshav Hargoy. Let's say one would come into Bezdin and be made, that Reuven just killed Shimon. So then we don't have to ask him three questions, Be'ezer Yom, Be'ezer Shah, and Be'ezer Mokim. We know already Be'ezer Shah was, and we know Be'ezer Yom was, so we don't have to ask those two questions. Ela Afag Avdulai Tzarech, if Reb Yossi says there are three Chakiris that you always have to ask the Edom, Hagam, there are cases that we don't have to ask all three Chakiris. Still, Ramina Nalea could Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that you messia the Edom, you mockum lamakum, you move them around, because they should be Tarif Daitan, and they should be Maida. If they're Edom Shkarim, they will come to be Maida. So, why didn't we ask them a reboy of questions? Agam, these questions are not necessary. We ask them a reboy of questions in order that they should be Tarif Daitan, and if they're Edom Shkarim, they will be Maida. Zog the Gemara, just like Reb Shimon ben Elazar says this, Allah, why didn't that's why we have Sheva Chakiris? And Reb Yossi says, no, Emes Harga is a davar ashchiach, we have idiots, and therefore we are not misakin so many questions. Achshav Harga is loishchiach, we have idiots, and therefore over there we are still misakin. The Bezdin has to ask three questions, because it's not shchiach for someone to come into Bezdin and say that Reuven just killed Shimon. It's mashba from the Gemara, though, that according to the Tanakama, we ask the seven questions, even in a case where these seven questions are not necessary. If one came into Bezdin and says, Emesh Hargoy Afilu Achi, we ask the Eidin these seven questions, Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'Chodesh. The Ran brings from the Baal Amar, if before Bezdin asked the Edom any questions, the Edom came into Bezdin and said it was B'Shana Zu, it was yesterday or last year, and then the Edom already said in their Edis what the date of the Uvda they're being made on takes place. They said this year, on this and this day, such an Uvda happened, and they included that in their Edis. Dr. Baal Amar, in such a case, Bezdin does not have to ask the Edom Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'Chodesh. Being that the Edom already said in their Edis what year and what day, and in Bekama B'Chodesh, what day of the month the Uvda took place, it's not necessary for Bezdin then to go ask the question again. And the Ran is Chilek on the Baal Amar. The Ran says that even though the Dvarim of the Baal Amar are Dvarim Shaltam, that once the Edom already made their Edis, it's not necessary for Bezdin to go repeat and ask them again, Be'ezer Shavua, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Chodesh, and Mekama B'Chodesh. But Mikamokim, the Sugis HaGemara is not Mashman like the Baal Amar. The Gemara is Mashman that according to the Rabbanon, even though it's Loi Tzorich, Raminin Aleh, Kedev Shim Ben Elazar, Kedeshati Tarev Daita, Nishvi Moidef, Yizn Eicheka, we are Marbanim, the Kashis, even if they are unnecessary. So who had if the Edom included in their Edis, Be'ezer Shana, Be'ezer Shavua, and Be'ezer Chodesh, and it's already included in their Edis, Afiloachi Bezdin is Chayzer V'Shoyleisam, and Bezdin goes and asks them these questions again to be marbin the questions that after Edom Shkarm will be Titarif Daiton, and they'll be murdered that they're being made L'Sheker. And the Chayre Yesh Lefarish to Machoikis to Baal Amar and the Ran. The Baal Amar understands that the reason why we have Shevach Akiris and they are Ma'akiv is only in order to make it an Edis Shi'ata Yachal La'azima. And if Bezdin doesn't know when the Uvda took place, it's Edis Shi'ata Yachal La'azima and it's Apostle Edis. And therefore Bezdin has to ask the questions of the seven Chakiris in order to know when the Uvda took place, and now it's a Edis Shata Yachal La'azima. Dr. Baal Amar, if the Edim came into Bezdin and already told them what year and what day and what hour it took place, it's already a Edis Shata Yachal La'azima, it's no longer necessary for Bezdin to go ask the Sheva Chakiris to the Edim again. And the Rano that the Sheva Chakiris, even though the reason why they're Ma'akev is because of Edis Shata Yachal La'azima, like the Gemara explains, that's why if one of the Edom say any idea, the Edis is bottle. Mikal Mokim, this Exeris Arkosiv, the one has to ask seven Chakiris. And even if the Ed already came into Bezdin and he said what day the Uvda took place, Afiloachi, Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris, Mi Exeris Arkosiv. The din of the Sheva Chakiris is Exeris Arkosiv, and Alocha, the Bezdin has to ask these questions. Even if it's already a Edish at the Yachal Azim, it's still necessary for Bezdin to ask the questions of the Sheva Chakiris. And L'chayretz Mistavet Divya Baal Amar, but it's Shver on the Baal Amar, the Kasha of the Ran, that the Sugis HaGemar is Mashma like the Ran, that even when it's not necessary to ask the question, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, that Bezdin has to ask the question of the Sheva Chakiris. The Noidib Yehuda in Evin Ezer, Madura Kam and Simen Ayim Beis is Miyashiv, the Sheet of the Baal Amar. And the Noidib Yehuda explains that there are two Dinim in the Sheva Chakiris. There's the halacha of the Sheva Chakiris that has to make it an Edis Shata Yachal La'azima. And therefore Bezdin has to know the exact time that the Uvda, which the Edom are being made, and when did this Uvda take place. And there's a second halacha in the Sheva Chakiris. There's a halacha in the Sheva Chakiris Migzeris HaKosov that Bezdin has to ask these questions like Kedev Shim Ben Aloza, Kedev Sheti Torev, Daitai. Therefore we ask him a lot of questions that if he's an Eid Checker, he'll be Chayzer Umayda. And Zakti Neidib Yehuda, this that we say the Sheva Chakiris am Me'akev and am Me'echad me'am Eini Yedei do some Betele is Dafka the Aloch and Chakiris to make it into an Edish at the Yachal La'azimo. But Mitzad the Aloch of the Gzeres HaKosov of Chakiris, Afilu am Me'echad me'am Eini Yedei do some would still be Kayim. Me'mele Zakti Neidib Yehuda, the Kavan of the Gemara that the Gemara says is a din that Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris, that's only Mitzad the Gzeres HaKosov that Bezdin has to ask the Sheva Chakiris, but would not have Aloch of Chakiris. It would have a loch of bedikas that Amar Echad and Eini Yedea Edusin would still be Kayim. It would be, we would not say the loch of Chakiris that if they say Eini Yedea Edusin is Betela. Memeil, what the Gemara is saying is that according to the Chacham, this Exeris HaKosov, the Bezdin still has to ask these questions. But it would not have the loch of Chakiris because the loch of Chakiris is Dafka to make an Edesh at the Yachal La'azima. But once it's already an Edesh at the Yachal La'azima, then there is no loch by the Chakiris that Amar Echad and Eini Yedea Eidusan b'teila, we say that still Eidusan is kayemis. And if he says, Dr. Neidib Yehuda, Achidish le'alacha, this halacha that we say by the Sheva Chakiris, that in all dinei nefashis, Bezdin always has to ask the Sheva Chakiris. But mikal makom, the halacha that the Sheva Chakiris are me'akiv, that Amar Echad Meam Ein Yedei Dusam Betela is Dafka by Eidus which needs Eidus Shatayachal Azima. But if we would have an Eidus which does not have the Halacha that it has to be an Eidus Shatayachal Azima, it would not apply the Halacha that Amar Echad Meam Ein Yedei Dusam Betela. And Dr. Naidibiudo Lemashal and Eidus on a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza. The Gemara Makkos tells us that we do not have the halacha of Eidus Shatayachal Azima and Eidim being made at the pass of somebody with the halacha of a Ben Gusha or Ben Chalutza. Or Lamashal by Eidei Kedushin or by Eidim on Eishes Ish Shezinsa. These are all cases where one does not need Eidus Shatayachal Azima, being that it's Efshir to have Eidus Shatayachal Azima, one does not require to have an Eidus Shatayachal Azima. So Dr. Ned Behuda, in such cases, where one does not need the halacha of Eidus Shatayachal Azima, the Chakibus would not be me'akiv. Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea, we would not say Edusim B'Teila, we would say the Chakibus have halacha of Bedikis, and Afilu Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea would still be Edusim Kayemis. And Mamela, the Nadibuda is paskening on a case of an Eishas Isha Zinsa, and he's discussing a case that one of the Eidim said Eini Yedea, Zakhtu Nadib Yehuda, being that it is not required to have Eidus Shatayachal Azima. The entire reason why Chakibus are me'akiv is only because we need Eidus Shatayachal Azima, being that Eidus on Eishas Isha Zinsa does not need Eidus Shatayachal Azima, afilu Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea, Eidusin is still Kayemis. The Beis HaLevi in Cheder Gimel Simen Vav Oiz Beis is Chaylik on this Halach of the Neidu Biyuda. Zog the Beis HaLevi, this is a Chiddish Godel Ledinan, it's Loi Huzgar, and Memela Avada the Halach is afilu by Eidu Kedushin and Eidus on Eishas Isha Zinsa, where one does not need Eidus Shatayachal Azima. Still, when it comes to the Chakivis, Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea Yidusan is betailed as the regular halachas of the Sheva Chakivis mentioned in our Mishnah, how you boit can I say b'Sheva Chakivis. So, the Beis HaLevi, this that the Neidu Biyuda says that the entire reason why Chakivis Amar Akiv is only to make it an Eidus Shatayachal Lazima, even though the Gemara explains that's the reason why Chakivis Amar Akiv, the Kavan of the Gemara is not that it's Dafka by Eidus Shatayachal Lazima over the Chakivis Amar Akiv. The Kavanah of the Gemara is, being that these Chakivis is what makes the Eidus into Eidus Shatayachal Azima, it's Mistave when the Pasuk was Mechayiv that Bezdin should be Shoyl Sheva Chakivis, the Pasuk meant it Liikuva. Being that it's these questions which make the Eidus into Eidus Shatayachal Azima, it's Mistave the Gzeris HaKosev which is Mechayiv Chakivis, the Kavanah was that it should be Me'akev, Afilu Amar Echad Mem Eini Yedea, Eidusin is Betel, and it's not similar to Bedikas that the Eidim could say in the Yedea. But Avada, after the Pasuk tells us that one is required to have Sheva Chakivis and the Sheva Chakivis are Me'akiv, the Me'akiv Migzeris HaKosov, and even in a Tzir where one does not need Eidus Shatayachal Azima, still one cannot say any idea on the Chakivis, there's a Gzeris HaKosov that Eidus needs Sheva Chakivis and the Sheva Chakivis are Me'akiv, and Amar Echad Yem Eini Yedea Eidusin is Betela, because the Halach of Chakivis and Migzeris HaKosov, that Eidus can only be Niskayim with Sheva Chakivis. The Gemara is mamshich to discuss Dinei Asra, and the Gemara brings the Mekor for Asra min HaTorah, Amar Ula Minayin La Asra min HaTorah. How do we know that Bezdin only gives an Oynish if Edom first warned the Avayin that he's being over in Avera? And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Shenema Ve'isha Sheyikach Es HaChosei Bas Ovivoy Bas Imoy V'Roya Servasa. And the Gemara asks, Otu Ber'iya Tal Yemilsas Dechi of Chorus for being Roya Servasa. And the Gemara Darshins, Ela Chir Eyu Taimer Shaldavar, that one is only Chayiv Karis if the Edim showed the Avayin Taimer Shaldavar, if they showed him that this Isha is an Ervitim and he's going to be Chayiv Karis for being Boiler. And the Gemara continues him, Eina Inyan the Karis, it's not necessary to Darshin that one needs Asob in the Ger the Chayiv Karis, and therefore Tnei Inyan the Malkus, we Darshin this Pasuk to tell us that Bezin only gives Malkus if Edim won the Avayin before he was over the Avera. Rashi is mefarish this that the Gemara says im eine inyan the chorus, being that it's einish bidei shemayim and kamishmaya galya im shogigu emezit. In shemayim they know if a person is a shogigu emezit, and the entire tachlis of asura is lahavchin bein shogigu emezit. Therefore, one does not need to give asura in order to be chayiv chorus. In shemayim they know whether or not this person was a shogigu emezit. Umemela, there is no need for a pasuk to tell us that the Edom have to master a person in order to be chayiv karis. Im einu inyan the karis, tnei inyan the malkus. And the Gemara brings other drashas, vechizki atanu vechi yazid ish aviyeh laharga ba'arma, that they are masabai and he's a dayin who mazed it, he's still amazed in this that he's killing somebody else. And the Gemara also dashes from the mekoshish eitzim that they were hisu by va'adayin who mekoshish. The Gemara brings the pasuk, they are moitzim, moitzim, mekoshish eitzim, that even after the asura he was still as a mekoshish. And the Gemara brings a fourth mikar from the very Rebbe, Tana al Dvara shall inas al iske dibo. A person gets an oinish al iske dibo. From there we see there's a din aswam in Atoya. The Gemara brings four psukim as a mikar that one has to be masver a person in order for Bezin to give an oinish. And the Gemara says it's tzvicha. We need one pasuk for Malkus, one for Sayif, one for Skila, and one for Sveifa. And therefore we need four psukim to tell us that there's a mikar that Bezin only gives an oinish if the Edom were masver the Avarim before he was over the Avera. Toysis and Devi Amaschel Minayin Le'asom Minatayra asks a question. For Toysis, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that the person's only chayiv an oinish if he got asor before he was over the Avera? L'chayra, even if we don't have a pasuk telling us that Edom have to give him asra, still, Bezdin cannot give an oinish until there was a asra because the person can claim Shaygigo Yisi. And Toysis is Mefarish, but the Gemara's question is, Minayin La'asor Minatayra listed the Gemara brings a Makar and a pasuk to tell us that Bezdin only gives an oinish dafka yedei asra. Zog Toysis is coming to tell us, afilu by a chover, even by a chover, which the Bezdin knows he was amazed and he knows the halacha, afilu achi, Bezdin only gives him an oinish if the Edom were master him beforehand. And Toysis brings a second teretz. Zog Toysis is that the Gemara brings a Makar from Minayin La'asor Minatayra. Hagam Bezdin doesn't know if a person is a Shogig or amazed, only Ayidei the Asra Sa'idim can Bezdin know that the person is amazed. Afilu achi, the Gemara is being a drosh that the Asra has to be Toych Kidei Dibor. If the Asra was not Toych Kidei Dibor, then Bezdin cannot give an Oynish. It's only if the person was over the Avera Toych Kidei Dibor of the Asra. Al-Kulpanim Toysis is learning the drosh of our Gemara of Minayin La'asor Minatayra is for one or two things. Either it's for this that we say a chavez sarech asra, when he already knows the halachas afilu achi, we can only give him an oinish if he got asra beforehand, or it's coming to tell us that the person has to be over the avera toich kedei dibo of the asra. The Rishash asks on Toysis, according to Toysis, that the Gemara is darshning the din asra for a chavez or for toich kedei dibo, what is the Gemara meaning? Ein inyan the chorus teivinyan the malchus. We said over Rashi's Mefarishim in Inyan the chorus is Kamishmaya Galyim Shagigu Amazed, being that in Shemayim they know if he's a Shagigu Amazed, there's no need to have Asra. Therefore, we say in Inyan the chorus Tnei Inyan the Malkus. But according to Taisvis, that the Asra is not coming Lahavchin ben Shagigu Amazed, we are discussing cases either the person got Asra but it wasn't Teich Kedei Dibor, or we're discussing a Chavar who we know is Amazed. And Afilawachid is Exeris HaKosav that Bezdin only gives the Oynish Aidei Asra. L'chayu, we need the Pasuk to tell us by Chorus that a person is only Chayiv Chorus, if even if he's a Chavar, if Dafke, if he received Asra beforehand, even though he's amazed, even though he got Asra, not Teich Kedei Dibor. In both of these cases, it's Dafke if he got Asra, Teich Kedei Dibor, and Dafke if the Chavar got Asra, that he's Chayiv Chorus, and if not, he's not Chayiv Chorus, B'dei Shemayim. So effective Rishash, according to Toysis, what is the Gemara mean in the Inyan, the Chorus, Tnei Inyan, the Malkus? And the Rishash explains that Toysis learns the Gemara in the Inyan, the Chorus, Tnei Inyan, the Malkus differently than Rashi. And Toysis is Mefarish of what the Gemara means to say in the Inyan, the Chorus is, why is it Negev for us to know whether or not in Shemayim they give Chorus? Being that it's not an Oynish that's Nosson Lebezdin, it's an Oynish Bidei Shemayim. Shemayim knows when to give Chorus and when not to give Chorus. Why is it negeir for us to know whether we're not Shemayim gives chorus dafkai de asra or afil without asra? And therefore, Zok de Gemara, imei ne'inyan the chorus tnei inyan the malchus. The Sefer Chamei V'chai asks on Toysvis, according to the first teretz of Toysvis, that the Pasuk is telling us that a chavar tzorech asra, how do we know that asra has to be teich kedei dibor? And according to the second teretz of Toysvis, that asra has to be teich kedei dibor of the Aveira, how do we know that chavar tzorech asra? We paskin chavit tzarech asra, and we paskin asra to be teich kedei dibor of the Aveira. How do we know both of these things? How could we dash in two things from the Pasuk? And in the Sefer Ne'imeis Netzach, he explains that be'emes, both of these terutzim of Toysis are really totally in one yisoid. And once we see from the Pasuk chavit tzarech asra, it's understood in Svara already that asra has to be teich kedei dibor of the Aveira. And once we see that asra has to be teich kedei dibor of the Aveira, it's understood in Svara that chavit tzarech asra. He brings from the Ktzais HaChoshin in Simen Chav Chesiv Katan Ches, and the Ktzais explains, although we find in Kol HaTorah Kula, we never have such a taina that a person can say Shachachti, what was said more than Teich Kedei Dibor ago. A person can taina in Dinei Mominus, he forgot, because it was more than Teich Kedei Dibor, he forgot whatever was discussed more than Teich Kedei Dibor before the kingdom was created. Zok the Ktzais, it's a Gzeres HaKosev when it comes to Asra. The Torah gave Exeris HaKotzev when it comes to Einche Bezdin. Bezdin could only give an Oynish if there's a Avchono Gemur Ben Shogig Lemezit. If Bezdin knows Bivadois that the person being over the Aveira was amazed and there's no Tzad Bechlal, he's a Shogig. It's not because Midine Umdana and Midine Bezdin assumes that there's a Tzad, he was really a Shogig. Only the Zegzeris HaKosa that has to be a Vadein Mezid, certain without any Chshoshes Pechla, without any Tainis that could be is a Shoigig, there has to be a Avchonu Gmur Ben Shoigig LeMezid. Memela, when it comes to Asra, the Halacha is if it's more than Teich Kidei Dibu, you could say Shachachti the Asra. If it's more than Teich Kidei Dibu, you could say he forgot the Asra already, and he was really a Shoigig, and therefore there's not a Avchonu Gmur Ben Shoigig LeMezid, there's a Tzad that maybe he's a Shoigig, and therefore the Halacha is that Asra has to be Teich Kidei Dibu. And l'chayve hu adin, that's the pshat why we say a chavit tzarech asra. The reason why a chavit also needs asra, again by a chavit we assume he knows the halacha, we assume he is a mezid, but it's not a vadei mezid, it's not a avchon or gemur ben shaygig lemezid. The gzeris akosav is that he has to be dafka a vadei mezid. Over here it's not a vadei mezid, it's a tzad, maybe he didn't know the halacha, maybe he forgot the halacha. It's dafka fi the asra, right before he did the aveira, then we know he's vadei mezid. In such a case, Bezdin can give the oynish. That fulfills the requirement of the Torah of Avchonu Gmur Ben Shoigig LeMezid. Memela in Svar, once we know Chavit Tzarech Asra, we see this Xeris HaKosav, it has to be a Dafka Vadei Mezid. Who didn't we know in Svar that Asra has to be Teich Kidei Diba of the Aveira? And if the Xeris HaKosav told us that Asra has to be Teich Kidei Diba of the Aveira, who didn't we know also that a Chavit Tzarech Asra? But according to the Xeris, it's not the Pshat Chavit Tzarech Asra, that Asra is not Lahavchin Ben Shoigig LeMezid. Avada Asra is Lahavchin Ben Shoigig LeMezid, but the level of Avchonu Ben Shoigig LeMezid has to be that it's Vadai, that the person was amazed, and even a Chavu, we can't assume he's amazed, therefore he also has to have Asra. And who in the reason of Teich Kidei Dibu, it's not Xeris HaKosav that a person only gets Oynish if there's Asra, it's still because Asra is Lahavchin Ben Shoigig LeMezid, only it has to be Avadai that we know for sure that this person was amazed, and there's no Tzad Bechal, he is a Shoigig. Not only this answers the kash of the Chameh V'chayi that we see from the Joshua, both of these Joshua's, we see Chavit Tzarech Asra, and we see Asra has to be Teich Kidei Dibu of the Aveira. But then we can answer the kash of the Rishash. The Rishash asked, according to Tosfos, how could the Gemara say, Eina Inyan L'Karis? The Rishash understood Tosfos that Asra is Xeris HaKosav, that Bezdin only gives Oynchin if the Eidim first gave Asra to the Arayim before he did the Aveira. Im Kain, what's him ain't Indian the Karis, even though Shemayim knows that if he's a Shaygig or he's a Mezid, Afiluachi, a person only gets Karis, Migzeris HaKosav, if there was Asra before he did the Aveira. Zokten im is Netzach, according to the Ktsois, the way he's explaining Taisis, why Chavit Tzarech Asra, and why Asra has to be Teich Kidei Dibu of the Aveira, it's not because of Xeris HaKosav that has to be Dafka Asra, only it's to make Avchon Gmur Ben Shaygig LeMezid. So Mamele the Gemara saying him ain't Indian the Karis, when it comes to Karis, which is Bidei Shemayim. In Shemayim, they know whether or not a person is a Shegig or a Mezid. They don't need a Asra to know for sure that the person is a Mezid. Memele fact the Gemara ain't the Inyan the Karis. The Pasuk doesn't have to tell us that there's a Din Asra when it comes to Karis. When it comes to Karis, Shemayim knows if he's a Shegig or a Mezid. Therefore, Tnei Vinyan the Malkus. And when it comes to the Oynish of Malkus, Bezin only gives the Oynish if the Edom gave Asra to the Avarim before he did the Aveira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.